It's 12 after 9, time now for the weekly book review program with Mawlana Ashraf Dokrat. Mawlana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Had a nice rest last week after the Ijtima, mashallah, and back to work again.
Alhamdulillah.
Today, Mawlana, we're discussing book reviews in general, Mawlana.
Yes, Mawlana, I think reading a review or reading a note on a book is a good way to get some insight into the contents. Always a good overview of a book, and these reviews are readily available to us in our newspapers that we pick up, or online, or wherever, Mawlana.
Tell us more about it, Mawlana. How do we go about doing this? How does a person glean as much as possible when he just looks at the cover of the book, or maybe reading through the preface or through the index of the book, Mawlana?
Mawlana, when we look at a review of a book, a review of a book would appear usually in a newspaper or in an online source. And this review will have somebody who has reviewed the book, and they will give you their impressions on that particular book. And one can then decide whether, you know, you want to actually take up the book for further reading and whether it appeals to you or not. So reading a book review is often a very quick way to understand what is in a book, but not only that, it's supposed to then encourage you, or you know, you feel then enticed to go and actually go out and buy that book. So you won't be you'll be reading very directed, in a very directed way, and very clear direction for your reading. You'll know the type of book it appeals to you, whether the book appeals to you or not, Mawlana.
I suppose, Mawlana, it also starts with the person himself, first of all. Like, does he want to read fiction, non-fiction, history, what the genre, you know? And first of all, he needs to decide what kind of material am I looking for before even going to the reviews, Mawlana?
Very true, Mawlana, very true. He'll have to find out what suits him, whether it is non-fiction books or fiction books, and what at that moment what his particular interest is. Because as our interests vary from time to time, and at that time what is interesting for him, he might latch on to an author, for example, that he wants to maybe look at the author's other books, previous books that the author has written, or perhaps the latest book that the author has written, and then look at the review of that book and eventually purchase the book or get hold of the book himself.
Interesting. Well, just a case in study, you know, at the moment I'm preparing for the Mi'raj program, the incident is quite famous, covered in many books, but what I'm looking for is a slightly different perspective in terms of lessons that we can draw from there, as opposed to the incident and itself covering. So that's where the difficulty lies. Now you have to scan through the pages before you even read through the incident. Is the author actually touching on what you are looking for? And if he is, then I suppose that book would be the ideal book. If not, then maybe you let that book pass for now, Mawlana.
Mawlana, another way to do it is to actually determine, you know, in your case, which type of authors actually have that slant and that approach to the particular material, in your case, maybe the ayah or the hadith, and then specifically hone in on those type of authors so that you narrow down your search, Mawlana.
Wonderful. Mawlana, thereafter, where do we go about, you said newspapers are one of the places, online, in terms of online sites, where can we actually go to read about these books, Mawlana?
Mawlana, the book reviews are carried in a number of journals that are review journals. Generally, in a journal, you will find a section, a feature that has book review feature. So you need to look at a book review feature. Your newspapers carry those. Your magazines carry book review features. You know, all types of material, whether it's online magazines, online, there are just certain online sites that are dedicated completely just to book reviews, you know, entirely to book reviews. So you can search all of these, Mawlana.
Also interesting, when we are reading these reviews, I think we should read a few of them, because sometimes a person is aligned to a certain way of thinking, and then he comes across differently in his review as opposed to somebody else. So I think when you read two, three reviews, perhaps you get a better understanding of the book also, Maulana.
Very true, Maulana, very true. Because people will take a different slant at the book. It's very right, Maulana.
So, Maulana, taking the example of Ramadan that's at our doorstep, how would you guide us in terms of selecting material and also going about choosing the right content going into the month of Ramadan, Maulana, just keeping in mind what you have just mentioned?
Oh, Maulana, you got me off guard there. But I think that if, for example, one wants to focus in on, let's say, the topic of Ramadan in general, or you want to look at, for your own self, maybe you want to look at a discussion of maybe the Quran related to Ramadan, then you would look at books that appeal to you regarding the Taraweeh, maybe, and the Taraweeh summaries, and you'll search for Taraweeh summaries, perhaps, you know, and then look at reviews of those Taraweeh summaries, which are the Taraweeh summaries that people have found interesting, and pick up from their reviews what they feel about those Taraweeh summaries or the thematic approach to the Quran. What have other people said about books written on the thematic approach to the Quran? And perhaps there's a book there that appeals to you, so you'll go down to your local library or your masjid library and try to get hold of that book, Maulana.
And Maulana, over the years you pick up that authors have an idea and then they build onto that ideas, they express themselves through words. And I think when you read a review, you get the gist of what the author is saying and the idea is trying to promulgate and the idea is trying to express, as opposed to just opening a book and just reading from cover to cover and then arriving at the idea at the end, as opposed to keeping the idea in front and then reading, makes a huge difference, Maulana.
You're right, Maulana, it does. Because if you can find out what the central theme of the book is, then when you're reading the book, you're reading it with that in mind, and it makes your reading much easier, Maulana.
I see many people have the habit, Maulana, of bypassing the preface and also the author's note, the foreword, etc., and they go straight into the book itself. Is this a productive way of reading, Maulana?
No, Maulana, you're very right. This is not a very productive way of reading. One should look at the book, open the cover, read the inside note, if there's a note on the author, because that will influence the book, you know. If there's a blurb at the back, you should read that blurb very carefully. Then you should scan the contents page right through till the end, and then start your reading of the book. You even may want to look at the publishing house, because certain publishing houses have an inclination to publish certain books, Maulana.
And I think an additional element in our discussion would be to, get the book to vet the book before we read it, you know, because sometimes you don't want to be impressed by the wrong ideology and the wrong precepts of Deen, Maulana.
No, very true, Maulana. You want to take advice from somebody, and we should do this all the time, especially when it comes to Deeni literature. We should make sure that we get advice, good advice, on books, and I think this is what we should always do, you know, go to our ulama, ask them, look at what they are reading and try to get good advice from them.
Well, you've been doing the program for a number of years now, and let's perhaps get some insight, inshallah, into the process. How do you go about reviewing books? Perhaps we can learn from you and listeners also at large.
Oh, Maulana, we need to dedicate the whole program to that, inshallah.
In a nutshell, perhaps you could share a few words.
Well, Maulana, like you say, we depending on the book, I try to look at firstly the title page, the contents page, all that is around the book and surrounds the book. Try to get an idea of the author, try to get an idea of the previous writings of the author, and try to situate the book with the audience that the author had in mind. So whatever the author had in mind, you try to review the book from that perspective, which is very difficult at times, Maulana, because you're trying to get through to the audience, the Radio Islam audience, in the eyes and in the writing and with the intent of the author. So that makes it a bit challenging, Maulana. If you understand what I'm saying, Maulana.
You want to
further the cause of the author and his intention when he tried to write the book for our audience, Maulana.
Interesting indeed.
Especially if it's a book that we want to, promote, and we feel it's there, it's out in for our South African Muslim public, and that they should read it. So that there are some types of books that we have tried to do that with.
And sometimes, Mona, you reach a point where you have to challenge the material also.
Yes, those are more difficult reviews to do.
Interesting indeed. Well, it's also a huge, vast jungle for many people, and they are scared to traverse into this terrain and experience the journey along, and so they give up before they even start. What word of encouragement could you give them in closing, Mona?
Monada, I think that one should read. I've got two examples of reviews for today that I've prepared. I don't know if we want to go through those.
Sure, Mona.
Two examples. The first example, as I told you, was a review that was written by a number of judges when they judged for the best nonfiction monograph for the awards that were given by the National Institute for Humanities and Social Sciences, the NIHSS, and they had an award in the category Book Creative and Digital Contribution. And these are two reviews, the one on the best nonfiction monograph. This was a book regarding Muslims from slavery to post-apartheid. And this book, Maulana, was authored by Kabeba Badarun, and the review, listen how the review has presented this book. He says that this is a timely, innovative, and unique book since it looks at intersecting histories of slavery, Islam, and the literary or the visual tradition of the picturesque. The author has picked topics as varied as cookbooks and poetry to show the many different ways in which the presence of so-called Malays or Muslims or coloureds has reflected the ambiguities of visibility versus invisibility. It is an excellent contribution to the post-colonial literature on race, culture, religion, and identity. Although clearly influenced by the linguistic turn and by post-colonial theory, this book is not overly theoretical, and its language invites readership and engagement. The book is both about South Africa and also about the history of evasion and silence about the presence of Muslims in the country's founding. The arguments are lucid and coherent throughout. The source material has been properly interrogated. Writing and editing style of good quality. Despite the very long span of time that is dealt with in the book, well over 350 years, the author succeeds in welding everything together in a convincing manner, thus bringing her points across to the reader. It is very well edited, and the quality of writing is excellent. So this is about this book, Maulana, that we have, Gabeba Badrun's Regarding Muslims from Slavery to Post-Apartheid, that actually won the prize at the 2017 Humanities and Social Sciences Awards. The other book also was, surprisingly enough, a book on race. It's the book by Gerard Marais called Declassified, Moving Beyond the Dead End of Race in South Africa. So both these books about race came out tops in the awards, Maulana. Now, that review, for example, that we've just read about Gabeba Badrun's book that has been published by Wits University Press now is a very good indication. Okay, this was a very good review because it's actually what the judges said about the book. But it's a very good review and very good idea for us then to actually pick up Ms. Badrun's book and go and read this book regarding Muslims from slavery to post-apartheid. So you see the value of reviews, Maulana.
Yes, it saves us a lot of time, and you know exactly what you're going to get when you read the book.
That's right.
Very interesting. Mona, jazakallah khairan for your time and sharing some insight into the behind-the-scene work.
Mona, there was one more book that has been released. I don't know if we can...
Let's
discuss it, Maulana. That is a recent book, Fatima Mir, Memories of Love and Struggle, that has a foreword by Winnie Mandela, and it's been published by Quella Books now. And those who have read the book tell us that it is a very well-written book, and it reflects the lifetime and contribution of Fatima Mir the well-known South African Indian Muslim. And it also shows us the way in which family plays an important part in one's upbringing. The daughter, Shamim Mir, brought this book of her mother, and it was her mother's memoirs, really, to completion. At the launch of the book, Shamim Mir explains the importance of family and how family influences one. She writes that we read of her growing political and social consciousness, referring to Fatima Mir. So she says, we read of her growing political and social consciousness in a family whose members challenge conventionality. Her father and his brother challenge the Molanas. Her parents' cousin, Chotikala, challenges women's subordination. Her uncle, Gora Mamu, challenges white domination. And this book then gives us an understanding, and it makes us a bit uncomfortable maybe for some of our readings, readers, because of reading this type of ideas. But we should not be unsettled by this. I think we need to pick up this book at some stage for those who are interested in community history and even family history and the time, perhaps. Because really, Maulana, in Islam or even any other religion, we must look at the liberal approach to conventional ideas and use them to reflect and as a kind of inspiration to reflect on our own convictions. So reading the book like this should not unsettle our readers. It is out there. Fatima Mir's Memory of Love and Struggle was a foreword by Winnie Mandela, published by Quella Books. The reviews now appeared in the last week in many of the newspapers, and I'm sure some of our listeners might have picked it up, Maulana.
Wonderful. Maulana, Jazakallah khairan for your time. Much appreciated.
Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum, Maulana.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
It's 29 after 9. You are listening to Radio Islam International.